Wow, it's another beautiful sunny day in South Florida. But you know what? I don't think it's so sunny. Well, maybe sunny, but it's definitely snowy up in the Northeast. And if it hasn't snowed yet, you got a heck of a lot of snow coming.
Stuart, I got news for you. Here where I am right now, we're only getting 4 inches of snow, 5 inches of snow.
I feel for you, David. That's why I'm wearing a white shirt in honor of your snow. But you know what? Speaking of snow and snowballs, Joy Behar is one hell of a ditz. And you know, listen, there is an excuse that ignorance is a good excuse. Joe Biden has been using it for years. You know, Robin Williams jokes about Joe Biden being a bumbling idiot long before he died. And you know what? But Joy Behar thinks, wait a minute, read my lips, as a famous cliche of Nixon, right? These documents are planted. You know, there's lots of excuses that are groundbreaking. Like, the documents were next to my Corvette, which would signal how safe these documents would be. However, documents locked up in Mar-a-Lago, protected by Secret Service under a double lock and key because they requested another lock be put on the room, is not. A raided president's house versus raided vice president offices. You know, a guy named Jamie Gorin was trying to argue with me the dissimilarities between the two, and I agree in part. Trump's story and Biden's story are very different. The difference is as follows. A president has the right to declassify anything he wants. It, in fact, doesn't limit him to declassify anything post his being president, because he's always considered a president until he's dead. He's a dead president. Go figure. But when a vice president or secretary of state has classified or mishandles classified information, there is no passing go. There is no collecting $200 if you play the Monopoly the way I play it. And there's no going back. However, Joy Behar thinks, hey, conspiracy theory for the feeble old man who's the biggest puppet in world politics. David, I know this has been your idea, and I was going to give you the rant, but you know what? I couldn't resist, because this man's incompetence, well, I didn't know. Do you think for a minute lawyers are cleaning his garage? Huh, you like that? Lawyers are going to go through his office. You think that? No. Staff, in 2017, Joseph Biden and his wife were the most traveled political figures in this country in support of another election before he was a candidate. Who was watching those documents? Conversely, Mar-a-Lago is protected by the Secret Service, where there's a guest log. Everyone who gets around is under scrutiny and under an eyeball called Secret Service. David, I know this is your ball. I'm going to give it to you. David, nice shovel. Can I whack someone in the head with that one?
Stuart, the crazy thing about all this is just how the media and the Democrats and the press, secretary all have to spin this story to work to Biden's favor. So let's talk with Jean Kerry, the famous press secretary, who stands up there and continues to deflect the questions. Now, it's interesting because how many reporters have said they don't, the White House just doesn't want tough questions. And at the beginning, it was obviously the right-wing news, went after the White House, and in this case, and a lot of the liberal media stood back. Well, CBS, congratulations, finally took a step forward and said, we need to get a little tougher here, and started asking tougher questions. And the tougher questions started to come through. But when I looked at those liberal media to see who did they say was asking the tough questions, well, it was only Fox News. Why the spin? The press secretary, why the spin? Barbara Walters passed away, unfortunately, last week, and she was the one who started the show The View, right? Her idea was to bring in women as news people to talk news on TV. I hope she's turning in her grave right now. for the gross, like, mistake of having Joy Behar and a couple of others, like Whoopi Goldberg, Sunny Hostin, on this show, unless Barbara Walters loves stupidity. Because when Joy Behar stands there and says, somehow she believes the Republicans planted the documents. So, like, imagine, if you will, listen to the statement, right? Joe Biden says on one hand, hey, guys, my garage is perfectly safe. It's my Corvette. It's my 64 Corvette. And all the and Time Magazine, by the way, has to say that Jay Leno, talk about Jay Leno in that Corvette. Like, who gives a shit about Jay Leno in the Corvette? There are secret documents sitting in an unsecure garage. But somehow, the Republicans planted the documents. She's angry because Donald Trump is the luckiest man in the world. But because he's a liar and a thief, according to Joy Behar, we can't trust him in whatever he has done. Hold on. Whatever he has done was egregious. But Joe Biden's good, so therefore we should give him a pass. Stuart, I need to go on, but go ahead.
So, David, there used to be a term called slander, right? When you slander someone, there were consequences. There used to be accountability in politics for disingenuous remarks. The View, well, let's be honest, is a lack of you. They Stuart, got blinders me, on. They got blinders on and read teleprompters.
Let me quote something, because this is to show you your point in how they should be taken off TV and how these remarks just show the level of propaganda and bias. She goes, quote, I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, somehow these documents appear. Is that news? We're this close to getting him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is that once again, Joe Biden's hand is in the cookie jar. He got caught, and all of his entourage is trying to insulate him, including the media. When you hear a Democratic congressman standing there and also suggesting that the Republicans planted it, what is this crap? Your president committed a crime as a vice president.
Correct.
And yet we're going to find every excuse or every way to ensure that he is, you know, it's not like Trump. On Wednesday, we commented about the fact that if you commit one murder or you commit five murders, you're still guilty of murder. Here, your president.
So they're trying to argue the fact that, which was the signing of the death sentence of Nixon, was he admitted, or there was evidence that he admitted knowledge of something that he had said he had no knowledge of. Now, regardless of not, because again, it has to go to prove certain levels of intent. The fact of the matter is, Joe Biden in 2016 or 2017 is on the record, or 2018, saying that any mishandling of top secret documents should never be an excuse.
Don't go that far back. Go back to how he tore in the fall on 60 Minutes. He was interviewed. Made faces, you know, Biden in his face. You ever see Biden's faces? He's making faces all the time on television. He's commenting about all these things. And yet, what is the statement? He went after Trump with being irresponsible. Your point is interesting, because Mar-a-Lago is under lock and key, but a garage, you know, is perfectly secure. Don't get me wrong. Fort Knox and Joe Biden's garage equal security and defense. You know, Stuart, I don't know if you know, but like, there has been non-presidential employees, government employees, who've taken secret documents off site and have not only been prosecuted, but 10 years in jail. And yet here, this man who has no right to the documents as vice president, I could care less what he would have thought he was going to be, okay, he once again is skirting the law, and yet he will say, I should not be treated like a government employee. I didn't do it. I didn't know.
I said they call them statesmen, like Hillary Clinton, where they said, didn't rise to that occasion. Listen, but now it's up to the Republicans and up to the legal system to actually finish.
Whoa. Now, hold on. Now I'm scared. Now you got me scared because, you know, the department. Now we're going to watch to see how the DOJ, and yesterday the DOJ
put out a special counsel. Okay. Yep.
Okay, but hold on.
I was going there.
But my question to you, Stuart, I'm going to ask you this question. Is it fair to sit there now with a ledger and start comparing how they're going to treat these two cases? One of a former president who took documents, or one of a former vice president who took documents, who's sitting in the White House? How are they going to do this?
They're already trying to split the hair legally. Trump requested these documents to be brought to Mar-a-Lago. Biden has no idea how they got there. And again, there are differences in both of these, right? They're not identical apples to apples. However, it does mean rules for me and rules for thee. And they will have a damn hard time convicting anyone of doing something if they don't hold everyone accountable. And by the way, this independent counsel, and by selecting a Trump, you know, that's just utterly nonsense. Trump appointed hundreds of people. Not all of them are Trump lovers. Some of them, we've come to find out, like the head of the FBI, are really Trump haters. But
Stuart,
that's okay.
But that's Stuart, but that's not the point.
But
what's happening here, and this is the comment, is has the Department of Justice been politicized to the point where we're going to favor one party, as we've seen with Hillary Clinton, as we've seen now with Joe Biden? Because, you know, the remark, when you hear remarks like, oh, that's just Joe Biden. It's a Biden move.
So the special counsel. Listen. The Clintons had a special counsel. Oh, was that ever, you know, kind of a Lewinsky issue? But I am hoping that this special counsel looks at all of the Biden breaches. Now, unfortunately, DOJ wrote the scope to be very, very, very narrow. And it's up to the prosecutor or the special prosecutor that's going to review this to look at with eyes wide open on the Biden shams. Because, again, we know the lies. Now it's time for the American people to get the truth, whatever they may be.
Stuart, it's not – okay, the truth may be out there, as they used to say about the X-Files. But my question is anybody going to do anything about it? Because the truth was that Hillary Clinton destroyed her server, destroyed emails, destroyed things, and she got nothing. She was allowed to run for president of the United States, for God's sake. Here is Joe Biden, a sitting president. Now, it's very interesting. AOC went after and commended other countries with the way they go after is sitting politicians for legal transgressions. How come she's not screaming and yelling, let's go after Joe B, baby. Let's go after the president of this. Because she is only talking about gas stoves right now, but she's trying to stay away from the documents. Listen, the Democrats are a mess. And you know, if I wanted to talk conspiracy, Stuart, I would say it's the Democrats who planted the boxes so Joe Biden wouldn't run in 2024. But like, this is not, that's nonsensical as a rule.
No, I actually think Hillary Clinton planted the documents. Hillary's got to be relevant again. It was Hillary that did it with the candlestick, and it's all in this little brown envelope called the file.
There was a famous scene called Clue. Look,
right,
I think
it was Clue. Remember, we played Clue.
As we wrap up this quarter hour, to me, I want to see justice actually done properly.
Yeah, no grandstanding. I think we're dreaming in technicolor,
Stuart,
David.
Stuart, no. I agree with you. I agree. And this is what's going to happen. The Republicans are going to spend now time. They wanted to investigate. Forget about investigating Hunter Biden. It's now Joe Biden that they're going to want to investigate. And we're going to see now 2 years of this. Oh, Lord. You know what? Once again, the American people are going to get the shaft. Stuart, let's say goodbye, everybody.
You know, I'm going to say goodbye because David said so.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's have yourself a wonderful, wonderful weekend while I shovel myself out of these few inches of snow that keeps coming down. I said 4. It's going to look like 8 to 10 at the end. But you know what, folks? It's all good. That's called nature and not whatever else those woke folk like to call it.
Say goodbye, David.
Hey, have everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. Can't wait to see this circus continue next week. I'll be out there all solo on Monday while Stuart is out, you know, traveling to the United States. But I'll be with you on Monday. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Cheers.